This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastula with the news, the headlines first. House of Representatives meeting concludes ministry-wise deliberation on various headings under appropriation bill amid opposition parties' protest. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs officials to work for production of methane gas, assures full support and financial arrangements from government. Anti-graft body CIAA files corruption case against 14 individuals and two companies including Pashupati Area Development Trust Member Secretary Milan Kumar Thapa. And U.S. strikes Iran's nuclear program. International Atomic Energy Agency IAEA to hold an emergency meeting today. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives has concluded deliberations on various headings of ministries under the Appropriation Bill 2082 yesterday. The discussion on the Appropriation Bill 2082 came to an end amid continued protest from the opposition parties, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party and the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party. Speaker Devraj Khimire informed the Assembly that concerned ministries will be scheduled to respond to questions raised by lawmakers during the upcoming meeting of the Parliament. In the discussion, the lawmakers emphasized that the basis of budget allocations should be transparent, fair and balanced. Meanwhile, Speaker Devraj Khimire has instructed for the removal of a statement from the Parliament's archives made by lawmaker Amresh Kumar Singh during yesterday's session of the House of Representatives. The next meeting of the House is scheduled for 11 a.m. today. According to the information shared, in today's meeting, the line ministers will respond to queries and concerns flagged during the discussions on different headings under the Ministries of Forest and Environment, Federal Affairs and General Administration, Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Defence, Agriculture and Livestock Development, Health and Population, Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation under the Appropriation Bill 2082. Similarly, the line ministers will also respond to queries raised during the discussions on the headings under the Ministries of Youth and Sports, Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Women, Children and Senior Citizens, Industry, Commerce and Supply, Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation, Drinking Water, Education, Science and Technology, Foreign Affairs, Labour, Employment and Social Security, Communications and Information Technology. Likewise, the National Assembly meeting is scheduled to be held at 1:15 p.m. today. In the meeting, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli is set to present the annual report of the National Information Commission for the fiscal year 2080-81. Also, Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung will present a proposal seeking consideration on the Film Bill 2081. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has directed the officials of the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies and the line agencies to work seriously on the production of methane gas. At a meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar yesterday, the officials briefed the Prime Minister about the result of the discovery of methane gas and the plan of action, adding that there will be full support and financial arrangements from the government. Prime Minister Oli has also urged to bring the gas into use within a week. The China Geological Survey, CGS, has recently submitted the preliminary report of the exploration of petroleum products and natural gas in Dai Lake to the government of Nepal, which reveals that the Jaljali area in Dai Lake district has a reserve of 1.12 billion cubic meters of methane gas. Likewise, the Prime Minister was also briefed about the progress on the mining of iron ore at Dhaupadi in Nawalparasi Purva after the completion of the feasibility study from Dhaupadi Iron Company Limited. According to the company, the Dhaupadi site has storage of 99 million tons of iron. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a corruption case at the special court against 14 individuals and two companies, including Milan Kumar Thapa, the member secretary of the Pasupati Area Development Trust. The anti-graft body filed the charge sheet in connection with the irregularities seen in the procurement of the electric crematorium machines. They have been alleged of embezzling 103.3 million rupees, intentionally inflating expenses and breaching public procurement regulations during the procurement and installation of cremation equipment at the electric crematorium in Pashupati Arya Ghat. The anti-corruption agency filed its charge sheet alleging that official from the Pasupati Area Development Trust and two firms, Apple Engineering Professional Consultancy Private Limited and MAP Entrepreneurs Private Limited, manipulated the procurement process for their own benefit, resulting in substantial financial loss to the government. The sixth meeting of the Rapti Academy of Health Sciences has approved a budget of 2.74 billion rupees for the upcoming fiscal year. The meeting held yesterday at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar and chaired by Prime Minister and Chancellor K.P. Sharma Oli has approved policies, plans, budget and programs for the construction of a 400-bed hospital as well as for the educational research and management-related works. The meeting has decided to amend some provisions of the regulations on the terms and conditions of service for teachers and staff 2078 peers of the institution as well as to change the institution's logo. Addressing the meeting, Prime Minister Oli said, since Nepal is the place of health science, the institutions should be equipped with infrastructure and human resources to provide quality education and services. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. Bela bela ma kura garnu kehi samasya chaina.
Ho ra bhane? अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरु कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक यू आर लिसनिङ टु रेडियो नेपालस एटीएम इंग्लिश न्यूज बुलेटिन नाउ एन इन्टरनेशनल न्यूज अपडेट U.S. strikes on three nuclear facilities in Iran mark a significant escalation in the ongoing war between Iran and Israel. The BBC quoted the U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth as saying the strikes were not about regime change, but that President Trump has consistently stated for over 10 years that Iran must not get a nuclear weapon. The U.S. State Department has also issued a worldwide security alert for U.S. citizens. In response to the attacks, Iran warns of everlasting consequences and accuses the U.S. president of betrayal. Within the hours of the U.S. bombing, Iran launched a fresh barrage of missiles with it parts of Tel Aviv and Haifa. Israel and Iran have continued trading strikes over the past day. Meanwhile, posting onto his social media, ex the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, Rafael Mariano, has called an emergency meeting of the agency's board of governors today following recent U.S. strikes on nuclear sites in Iran. Now a sports update. Nepal has secured a 6-wicket victory over Singapore in the ongoing ACC Men's Under-16 East Zone Cricket Tournament. In the match held at the UKM Oval Cricket Ground in Malaysia yesterday, Nepal chased a target of 139 runs in 33.3 overs with a loss of 4 wickets. Earlier, after winning the toss, Singapore chose to bat first and scored a total of 138 runs, losing all wickets in 36.1 overs. With this win, Nepal has collected 2 points. Nepal will play its second match against Japan on 24th of June. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy across the country today. There is possibility of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at several places in the hilly region of the country and at some places in the rest of the parts of country. Meanwhile, there is also possibility of heavy rain at one or two places in Kosi, Bagmati and Kandaki province. There are also chances of light rain and snowfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives meeting concludes ministry-wise deliberation on various headings under appropriation bill amid opposition parties' protest. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs officials to work for production of methane gas, assures full support and financial arrangements from government. Anti-graft body CIAA files corruption case against 14 individuals and 2 companies including Pashupati Area Development Trust Member Secretary Milan Kumar Thapa. And U.S. strikes Iran's nuclear program, International Atomic Energy Agency IAEA to hold an emergency meeting today. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.